Good morning, and welcome to According to the Scriptures. My name is Kyle Webb, and I serve as the minister for the Mars Hill Church of Christ that meets in Christiana, Tennessee. We're happy that you joined our program. Our lesson for today continues our thoughts studying through the Bible. Today's lesson is going to come from 2 Chronicles chapter 18. 2 Chronicles chapter 18, if you would like to turn in your Bibles and follow along with us. Our lesson today is going to focus on Jehoshaphat and Ahab, one the king of Judah, one the king of Israel. And we're going to look at Micaiah. And there are going to be different things that we learn about each person today. But before we get into our lesson, let's begin with a word of prayer. Our holy and righteous Heavenly Father, we thank you for the blessings that you've given to us. And we thank you for this day, and we thank you for the privilege that we have to be able to study your word together. We pray that you would bless each of our listeners and bless their lives, bless their example to those around them. We pray, Father, that all of us as Christians would do those things that please you and would bring glory and honor to your name, and more importantly, would bring them to you. We thank you for Jesus. We thank you for his sacrifice. We thank you for everything that it means to us and the hope that comes through him. And we pray, Father, that you would help us live in such a way as to see heaven in the end of this life. And it is through Jesus that we pray. Amen. As we begin looking at 2 Chronicles chapter 18, we are going to see different people. We see represented in this chapter King Jehoshaphat, who is the king of Judah. We also have in this story King Ahab, who is the king of Israel. Now, we have spent a little bit of time with some of the kings of Israel. We see King Saul, we see King David, and we see King Solomon. And after the reign of Solomon, we see that the kingdom of Israel is divided into two. Rehoboam is left with the kingdom of Judah, which is basically one tribe at this point. It's the kingdom of Judah. It also includes some of Benjamin, who mostly were gone. There wasn't much of Benjamin left, but what was left of Benjamin was included in that. So Rehoboam has reigned over Judah and Benjamin. The other 10 tribes of Israel had been divided into a different portion of the kingdom, and they are led by Jeroboam. And there are other kings that come in after these two men. But we do see that was the division between Rehoboam and Jeroboam. As we get to 2 Chronicles chapter 18, we see that the kingdom here is still divided. And we have these two different kings. We have King Jehoshaphat and King Ahab that form somewhat of an alliance. We see that they have this alliance by marriage, as we'll read in the first few verses here of chapter 18. And Ahab is going to make a certain request of King Jehoshaphat. But let's just get into the verses, and then we'll see what we can learn from these two men, and actually Micaiah as well. As we look at this, we'll see lessons from each of these three men. 2 Chronicles chapter 18, verse 1. Jehoshaphat had riches and honor in abundance. And by marriage, he allied himself with Ahab. After some years, he went down to visit Ahab in Samaria, and Ahab killed sheep and oxen in abundance for him and the people who were with him, and persuaded him to go up with him to Ramoth Gilead. So Ahab, king of Israel, said to Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, "Will you go with me against Ramoth Gilead?" And he answered him, "I am as you are, and my people as your people. we will be with you in the war. Also, Jehoshaphat said to the king of Israel, please inquire for the word of the Lord today. Then the king of Israel gathered the prophets together, 400 men, and said to them, shall we go to war against Ramoth-Gilead, or shall I refrain? So they said, go up, for God will deliver it into the king's hand. But Jehoshaphat said, is there not still a prophet of the Lord here, that we may inquire of him? So the king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, there is still one man by whom we may inquire of the Lord, but I hate him, because he never prophesies good concerning me, but always evil. He is Micaiah, the son of Imlah. Jehoshaphat said, let not the king say such things. Then the king of Israel called one of his officers and said, bring Micaiah, the son of Imlah, quickly. The king of Israel and Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, clothed in their robes, sat each on his throne, and they sat at a threshing floor at the entrance of the gate of Samaria. And all the prophets prophesied before them. Now Zedekiah, the son of Shenanah, had made horns of iron for himself. And he said, thus says the Lord, with these you shall gore the Syrians until they are destroyed. And all the prophets prophesied so, saying, go up to Ramoth-Gilead and prosper, for the Lord will deliver it into the king's hand. Then the messenger who had gone to call Micaiah spoke to him, saying, now listen, the words of the prophets with one accord encourage the king. Therefore, please, let your word be like the word of them and speak encouragement. Now, I want you to notice, before we go any further, what's happened here. In these first few verses, we read that King Ahab has called in the prophets. However, these prophets are not prophesying the will of God. They are giving Ahab exactly what they know he wants. Jehoshaphat, as I mentioned before, is a very different king. And for the most part, he seeks to do the will of God and none other. Jehoshaphat is not without his faults, but he does seek the will of God. And here he asks, after all these prophets have come before them, he understands what these prophets are doing. He knows they're giving Ahab what he wants to hear. He wants to inquire of the Lord and the Lord's will. He's not interested in hearing these things that please. He wants to know exactly what the Lord's will is. And so he asked Ahab about another prophet, a prophet of God, someone that they could inquire and find out what God says for them to do. And Ahab's response is, well, there is this Micaiah, but he never prophesies good for me. It never sounds good for me. I don't want to hear from him. I don't want to know what he has to say. And King Jehoshaphat, he says, let not the king speak such things. And so they call Micaiah to them to let them know what the word of the Lord is. Now, Micaiah is instructed from the very beginning. As he is brought before these kings, he is instructed. Now listen here. All the prophets so far have prophesied in one accord in favor of the king. Let your words be the same. Prophesy good on his behalf. Encourage him. But Micaiah has a different plan as he goes before the kings. And it's not a popular plan. As a matter of fact, it's a plan that is going to get him thrown into prison. But he has another plan. Let's pick up with verse 13 of 2 Chronicles chapter 18. And Micaiah said, "As the Lord lives, whatever my God says, that I will speak." Then he came to the king. And the king said to him, "Micaiah, shall we go to war against Ramoth-Gilead, or shall I refrain?" And he said, "Go and prosper, and they shall be delivered into your hand." So the king said to him, "How many times shall I make you swear that you tell me nothing but the truth in the name of the Lord?" Then he said, "I saw all Israel scattered on the mountains as sheep that have no shepherd. And the Lord said, 'These have no master. Let each return to his house in peace.'" And the king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, "Did I not tell you he would not prophesy good concerning me, but evil?" And Micaiah said, "Therefore, hear the word of the Lord. I saw the Lord sitting on his throne, and all the host of heaven standing on his right hand and his left. And the Lord said, 'Who will persuade Ahab, king of Israel, to go up that he may fall at Ramoth-Gilead?' So one spoke in this manner, and another spoke in that manner. Then a spirit came forward and stood before the Lord and said, 'I will persuade him.' The Lord said to him, 'In what way?' So he said, 'I will go out and be a lying spirit in the mouth of all his prophets.' And the Lord said, 'You shall persuade him and also prevail. Go out and do so. Therefore, look, the Lord has put a lying spirit in the mouth of these prophets of yours, and the Lord has declared disaster against you.'" And Zedekiah, the son of Shenaanah, went near and struck Micaiah on the cheek and said, "Which way did the spirit from the Lord go from me to speak to you?" Micaiah said, "Indeed, you shall see on that day when you go into an inner chamber to hide." And the king of Israel said, "Take Micaiah, return him to Ammon, the governor of the city, and to Joash, the king's son, and say, 'Thus says the king, put this fellow in prison and feed him with bread of affliction and water of affliction until I return in peace.'" But Micaiah said, "If you ever return in peace, the Lord has not spoken by me." And he said, "Take heed, all you people." As I read the rest of the chapter, we see that Ahab and Jehoshaphat do, in fact, go into battle, which is, in a way, surprising to me for Jehoshaphat, because he sought the will of God and he found out the will of God, and still he went against the will of God. But they did go into battle. And just as Micaiah had prophesied. King Ahab is struck between the joints of his armor, and he dies from his wounds. Now I see something different about all three of these men. Something that is good for us to remember. First of all, let's take a look at what we can learn from Jehoshaphat, since he's the first mentioned here. We see that Jehoshaphat, again, was not without his mistakes in his life. He made several mistakes, and his alliance with Israel is just one of them. But overall, he was considered a good king because he sought the will of God. So when we look at Jehoshaphat, we learn that we too should be like him to some degree. We should make the mistakes that he made, but we should look to the Lord's will. And whenever we look at something like he did from the standpoint of going into battle with another nation, he wanted to know what the Lord had to say about them going into battle. The one thing that we can learn not to do like Jehoshaphat is to listen to the Word of God. To heed it, and whenever something is amiss, we don't go after it like he did. So we shouldn't allow the influence of other people to influence us in that way. Whatever the will of the Lord is, that is what we should be doing. We should not do contrary to it, but we should seek the will of God. And so we have to give Jehoshaphat credit that he did want to know what the word of the Lord was, even though he didn't completely follow what the will of the Lord was. And then we look at King Ahab, the king of Israel. Now, as we look at him, we see something in him that is much like something that we see today. King Ahab had several prophets, not sure how many. But he had several prophets that were brought before him, each that said the same thing. Go, and the Lord will prosper you. He's on your side. And that's exactly what Ahab wanted to hear. Now, there are people today that do the same thing. They will gather together preachers and so-called prophets that will speak what they want to hear. We're given a warning of that in 2 Timothy chapter 4 in the first few verses. 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 1 says, I charge you therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and teaching. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers. And they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables. But you be watchful in all things. Endure afflictions. Do the work of an evangelist. Fulfill your ministry. Paul warns Timothy as he's preparing him for ministry. He warns him to preach the word and the word only. And he tells them there are going to be people who want to hear what they want to hear. They're not going to stand with sound doctrine. But they're going to have itching ears. And they're going to want someone to tickle their itching ears. And they're going to find people that will teach what they want to hear. And they will follow them. You beware of this, but you be different. No matter what, you preach the word. Timothy was not to be like one of those who tickled the ears, but he was to preach the word without abandon. Ahab was one of those such people that had itching ears, that he wanted them tickled. And so he found prophets that would tell him what he wanted to hear. No reason to call Micaiah, because Micaiah is always going to tell me what I don't want to hear. No reason to call him at all. We need to learn from this that we are not to be like Ahab. There may be things that we want to hear regarding religion, regarding doctrine. And I guarantee you that whatever you want to hear, it's not going to be that difficult to find someone who will speak what you want to hear. There are many people that follow a preacher because he tickles their ears. Not because he's a good preacher, but because he's a good preacher for them, because he tells them what they want to hear. There are those that preach a doctrine of only love. We got to love everybody. We can't speak against anybody because that's not love. We love everybody. But God's word teaches that we need to speak the truth in love. We need to speak the truth because we love people and we don't want them to perish. But there are people that will have itching ears that will find false teachers, just like Ahab did. We can't be like those people. We need to seek God's word. We need to follow along whenever someone is preaching the word. Whenever I'm preaching the word, I hope that you're following along with the scriptures so that you know exactly what God's word has to say. We need to learn a lesson from Ahab. We cannot allow our itching ears to control what we do. Whenever we seek God's counsel, we need to truly seek God's counsel in its entirety, and do only what he has said to do. But we learn another lesson here within this chapter from someone else. Jehoshaphat sought the will of God. Even though he didn't necessarily follow it completely, he sought the will of God. That was admirable. Ahab sought his own self. He sought to please himself, nobody else. But Micaiah was called. And Micaiah said something very important. In verse 13, he says, "As the Lord lives, whatever my God says, that I will speak." As preachers of the word, and even if you don't consider yourself to be a preacher, you're a preacher of something. If by nothing else, by example. When we preach the word, we need to seek to do as Micaiah did. It doesn't matter what somebody wants to hear. And there may be friendships that are lost. There may be family relationships that are lost. We need to do like Micaiah. As the Lord lives, whatever my God says, that I will speak. We need to endeavor to speak nothing but the truth. We need to make sure that we're preaching the Word of God. We have so many people in the world that tickle the ears, that teach those things that are not true to God's word. And there are so many people that believe them. There's no telling how many mega churches we have in the world that are built on that idea. This is what I want to hear. And people will follow that to their grave. We need to seek the will of God. And we need to seek to preach only the will of God and nothing else. So I hope that as a Christian, that you're teaching the truth, that you're following the truth, that you are seeking God in all things in regard to your life, and to its direction, and to your service to Him, so that you can be found faithful in His sight. We see the consequences of doing the wrong thing. Ahab sought what he wanted to hear, and it cost him his life. He had a very unfortunate end. But we need to learn from Jehoshaphat and Micaiah. We seek the word of God. We just seek to speak only the will of God. I hope that this lesson has been encouraging to you. I hope that you'll join us again next Tuesday morning at 10 a.m. as we come together once again to study God's Word, Lord willing. We thank you for joining us today. Until we meet again, may God bless you.